And so then you're thinking about more money for building and all that kind of thing. Is there another miracle working here?
Yes, there was miracle after miracle in terms of the amount that we needed to be able to build that. And then years later, as you may know, we expanded that facility because we had such a long waiting list. I think that total was 16 million. So it's now a 60,000 square foot facility that's tailored designed to meet the needs of children with special needs.
Here's a great story about this little gentleman who came to your door.
It's a wonderful lesson for me. One day, I had this great gal, darling personality, loved to talk. The only problem was she loved to talk more than she liked to do administrative work, and I really needed her to do administrative work. And so one day I was leaving for a speaking engagement, and I was very burdened because we had just had a fundraiser that had been rained out, and they weren't able to have it, and we weren't able to have it, or people were going to do it for us, were not able to carry through with it. So I was just burdened about that. Anyway, so I was heading out, and I said, Laura, listen, I really need for you to focus today because we've got to get this done. And I said, now, we're on break. The children weren't there. And I said, so if anybody comes, you know, please welcome them. But please try not to, you know, try not to get too involved chatting, okay? Okay. Well, so this gentleman, kind of khaki pants and kind of a threadbare shirt, walks in and said, I was wondering if Mrs. Mitchell is here. And she said, no, I'm sorry, she's not. And he said, well, I really wanted to meet with her. I wanted to know more about this place. And she said, well, I could tell you. So of course, she goes right into her chat mode, and she takes him on a tour and comes back and sits down and, in her wonderful way, begins to talk with him. And she said, well, what brings you our way? And he said, well, my wife loved this place, and she died. And he said, I just wanted to come see what this place was all about that she was always talking about. And he said, I want to come back when Mrs. Mitchell is here. Do you know when she'll be back? And she told him, he said, I'll be back, but I don't want you to tell her that I'm coming, okay? She said, okay. She didn't. That afternoon, I was walking out of my office, and this old gentleman walks in. I said, well, hello, how are you? And introduced myself, and he said, do you have a few minutes? I said, I sure do. Come on in. He came in and he took out his hanky and he just began to weep. And he's telling me about his wife. And he said, she loved this place. She really loved this place. I lost her recently. And he said, she wanted me to bring you a gift. I was going to do it, but I really wanted to see what this place was all about first. And I especially wanted to see if you all would take time for an old man. Your assistant did, and you did. And so I want to give you this from my wife and I. It was for the exact amount that we had just lost on this failed fundraiser.
So yeah. What was the amount of the check?
$6,000.
Wow.
It was just the exact amount that we needed. And I learned a lot that day. God really impressed upon my heart, you know what? Love all people, treasure all people, take time for all people, and trust Him. I also realized the value of my precious assistant or secretary at that time, that her wonderful way with people, God was using in a mighty way. So I never again said to her, try to stay focused.
Right. But your staff had been sacrificing. I think you needed $18,000 to pay the staff in full, $12,000 to keep all bills paid. You basically needed a total of $30,000. And then one day, a lawyer calls.
Oh, yeah. That actually has happened any number of times where we have needed a specific amount and had an attorney call and say, there's been an estate that has been tied up in probate, but I'd like to bring a check over to you, and it's been for the exact amount. At one point, it was about $30,000. At another time, years later, decades later, it was $400,000.
So your board said for adequate funding for the rest of the year, you needed $219,000. And by the target date, that amount had actually been received. So then you build new building, as you've already referred to, debt-free basis. So your board had decided we're going to build a building now. Obviously, we have the land.
So we needed an architect. The board narrowed it down to three architectural firms. And I was to do the final decision. The one thing we knew is that the needs of these children are so unique. And we didn't want it to be a cookie-cutter school. So I met with the first group. They walked in, they were tie and sharp and slick, and they had big portfolios, and they showed me all that they had done. It was very impressive. My question to each one was, you know, what have you done that would qualify you to build such a unique facility that has such unique needs as ours? And like I said, they would pull out these beautiful pictures of buildings that they had done and so on. And so that was the first. And the next group came, kind of same thing, you know, coat, tie, very professional, sat down, and kind of same scenario. Then the next guy came in, and he's in a tie, but you can tell he is really uncomfortable. I had met him. I didn't know him well, but I had met him. And his name was Jim Stanton. Jim said, Marcia, do you mind if I take this tie off? He said, I'm not used to wearing a tie. Took a tie off, or loosened his tie anyway. So we talked a little bit about the building, and I said, Jim, what have you all done that would uniquely qualify you to build a facility that has such specific needs as this has, and not your typical cookie cutter? And he looked at me and he said, boy, my boss would probably kill me for saying this. He said, but I got to be honest with you. He said, I don't know that we've done anything that would qualify us to do this. He said, Marcia, I would have to be on my knees every inch of the way. And I knew right then and there he was our man. And he was the architect that we hired and did a magnificent job.
So then you broke ground July 27, 1989. So then a Rotarian called. Here we have another.
We had no playgrounds. We were going to be playing mud pies a lot because we had no playgrounds. And out of the blue, I had forgotten about this. This has been years ago. A Rotarian called and said, we've got an anniversary. There's downtown Rotary. We've got an anniversary coming up. And we want to do something special. And I think it was going to be, they were going to be wanting to spend it in the neighborhood of $75,000. And he said, do you all, he said, I told this committee of men, I do not want to just build a monument to people to look at in Tulsa. We've got enough monuments. Let's do something that's going to make a difference. And he said, so I'm calling you to ask, is there a need that you have that hasn't been met yet for this building? And I said, are you serious? And he said, absolutely. And I said, we have no playgrounds. And he said, that sounds like a great project. He said, let me take it back to the group. So he did. The Rotarians approved it. Well, the only thing is they needed somebody to design these unique playgrounds for these kids. Can't be your typical playground. So I called Jim. I said, Jim, I know you're not a landscape architect. You're a building architect, but can you help us with this? He said, Marcia, I don't have any training in that. He said, but let me kind of check around and see what I can learn about it. And he called the architect for the city of Tulsa. I think his name's Greg Warren. Said, can you advise me on this? He said, I don't know what I'm doing. But they don't have any money to hire anybody, and they've got somebody wanting to do these playgrounds. Can you advise me on this? Because you've done playgrounds all over the city of Tulsa. The guy said, "Who's this for?" He said, "The Little Lighthouse." He said, "I just enrolled my daughter there. I will design your playgrounds." God just constantly amazed us with how his, through his divine connections. You know, you've heard the old saying, you got to have connections. My saying is, you've got to have God, because God has divine connections.
Then you had other contributing to additions, Ronald McDonald Children's Charity and Farmers Insurance Group contributed additions. Then you needed for your building automatic doors.
Yes. We desperately, because the parents are, you know, pushing strollers through the doors. They can't, it's impossible. We had to have automatic opening doors, and we needed a double set of them, and those were going to be very expensive. And the builders kept saying, you know, we need to know if y'all are going to do this or not. But they were so expensive. They're kind of out of our budget. Actually, Gene Winfrey, who was with me at my side for the majority of my 41 years there, she had an incredible faith, and she could better tell this story, but bottom line, she ended up getting a phone call with an offer saying, what do you need? I think it's from Walt Helmerich, saying, what do you need that you don't have yet? On the very day that we had to make a final decision, one way or the other, they were going to put doors in, one way or the other, we had to make a final decision. And Walt called her and said, hey, I've got this amount of money. What do you need that you don't have? And we were able to build those doors.
So then was that his foundation had contributed $150,000,
yeah,
and an additional $50,000, and then asked if there was another project,
right,
and it would cost $14,000 or $15,000,
yeah,
and so there you had the door.
John, you know, I've said this so many times, God knew what he was doing when he put the Little Lighthouse in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because I truly believe this has got to be one of the most, if not the most benevolent community on the planet.
I would say amen to that. April 7th, 1990 is a move-in day.
Yes, and I remember that we had needed sod. And so our board members, our staff members, and all the volunteers that we could round up, all of us were carrying sod is heavy. That was hard work. But we all got out there in our jeans and carried and laid sod down on that property to have sod. And it was a great grand opening.
So that's April 30th of 1990. And the first day of school and the new permanent home site.